Sleeper Berth Quickie by Captain J. This will be the first story we have submitted. My wife and I have been married for almost 40 years. Both of us have known the Lord for many years, her as a young girl, me after we were married. We are childhood sweethearts, and I first laid eyes on her in third grade. I told myself then that I would marry her someday, and I did. She is one girl of two sets of twin girls who are all gorgeous. It took her quite a while to notice me, but eventually I got her attention. It hasn't always been rose petals. There have been thorns along our journey together. We started having sex in high school, something we both wish we had waited for. Yet it did make for an interesting wedding night. That's another story. God in heaven gets all the glory, as I don't think we would have made it without him. My family owned a business in the Northwest, and it turned out that she and I had many similar interests. Both of us became very successful in youth programs, which led to further success in business after we were married. Our business required that we truck our product in from within our state as well as from one other. The load ran somewhere between 25 and 35 tons per trip, so the shipping cost a huge amount. We decided to buy a big rig to haul it ourselves. We did have storage, but from time to time we would require a quick trip when the supply ran short. It was just such a situation that led to one of the best sexual adventures we ever had. By this time we did have one child, and I would occasionally take both my wife and son for the long haul. But this time, Grandma kept the boy at home. The tractor was a 78 Kenworth cab over with a queen sleeper. It was actually one of the most comfortable beds I have ever slept on. For those of you not familiar with the term cab over, you drive or sleep over the engine and transmission. Understand that this can cause some amazing vibration, especially to a woman. Our destination on this particular trip was about 300 miles away and would take us through the Columbia River Gorge. At that time, one of the dams had a very accessible wayside. I had pulled in there many times for various reasons, but never for what I'm about to tell. Somewhere around Portland, my other half decided she was going to get into the sleeper, lie down, and read. To this day, I do not know what she was reading, but it must have been good. About an hour later, out on the open road, she told me she was going to need to stop. I asked if she needed to pee, and she said, "No." I stole a quick look back to ask why she needed me to stop, as we had very little wiggle room to make our load time. As I turned to look at her, she was naked except for panties. The first thing I saw were her tits. Her gorgeous, beautifully formed globes were staring me right in the face. They were heavy, flushed with color, and those luscious nipples were rock hard. Her boobs weren't the only thing with some color. Her face was also flushed, as if she had just had an orgasm. Next, I remember her saying, "I need you." Can you imagine what was going on between my legs by now? Well, wait a minute. It wasn't between my legs anymore. That quick, her desired toy, her nickname for it, was pushing against my zipper. I had to adjust in the seat quickly so my cock wouldn't break off. I'm glad there were no cars close. They might have thought a bee or something flew through the window. It would be another 10 miles or so before things really got hot. They felt like an eternity to me, knowing my beloved lay just a couple of feet away, hot and very horny, and I couldn't stop, at least not yet. We finally reached the wayside at the dam. The parking lot was long and narrow, maybe 50 feet wide. The cars had angled parking on the left and trucks lined up along the right. Maybe three would fit if the drivers were considerate. We were lucky that there were no other big rigs there on this stop. I'll ask the missus to tell it from here. Before I continue the story, let me give you a little more background as to how we got to this point. I'll go by cabin mate. Captain J is my husband. We do not own a boat or anything like that. CJ was the captain of his high school basketball team, and the name stuck. I chose cabin mate because it sounded a little sexier than teammate. From now on, I'll call us CJ and CM. CJ worked hard at the business, but there was not enough work for me to be there full time. For this reason, I took a job at a local bank. This was his busy time of the year, and he would leave the house at 0400 and sometimes not return until 2100. I would have supper ready when he got home. Every once in a while, he'd take a break and quietly slip back to the house early to mount me for a quickie, but that didn't happen during the busy season. One time he did sneak in and caught me with my fingers in my pussy. A story for another time. But during these busy times, I would seldom have long conversations with him, let alone get to fuck him. I might catch a glimpse of his naked body as he climbed into bed. We did have frequent midnight sex most of the year, but very rarely during these times. But the one thing he never failed to do was say, "I love you," and tell me how sexy I was. One Friday afternoon, he called me at work and asked if I could make a quick run with him. I told him, "Very much, I want to go." We arranged for Grandma to take our son, and the next morning, after CJ finished some chores, we were trucking. Whenever I got a chance to go with him, I'd bring a book to read while he was loading, because it could take a couple hours or more. I was reading a racy romance novel at the time, and my juices were flowing before I ever climbed in. He made sure I got in and settled, closed the door, and walked around to the driver's side. He looked so sexy as he started shifting gears, his muscles flexing. I was just lusting after the way he enjoyed himself, doing something he loved. This always got me going. We chatted for a few hours until we got through the big city. Somewhere in that first couple of hours, I got an idea. I was so horny from not having him touch me, not being able to have his cock. I was squirming in my seat and knew I had to do something. The vibrations from the motor were incredible. Once out on the open freeway, I said, "I'm gonna get in the sleeper and read." My idea was to try and give him a show farther down the freeway, reading for a while and really getting my motor revving. He said, "Okay." My nipples were hard, my clit was swollen, and I couldn't get my mind off that beautiful cock of his. I quietly undressed down to my panties. Don't ask me why I didn't take them off. Maybe it just seemed more naughty. And naughty I was. While he was driving, I very quietly started rubbing my nipples. It felt so good imagining him doing it for me. Then I slid my hands down to my swollen pussy. I was so wet, my fingers slid right in. At that time, I didn't have a vibrator or dildo, but I sure could have used one in place of his rigid dick. I quickly had a huge orgasm, and I had trouble keeping my moans under control so as not to raise his suspicions about what I was doing. The feelings were so intense that I knew I had to have him, and soon. That's when I told him I needed to stop. As CJ pulled into the wayside at the dam, I was lying in the sleeper, still in just my panties. The sleeper was about 7.5 feet long, the size of a queen mattress, with storage at the feet and cabinets overhead and back. Toward the front, separating the sleeper section from the driving area, were three panels of thick fabric, the same material as the rest of the interior. Two of the three panels were semi-permanent, the other was rolled up and secured by snaps. I had been trying to seduce and tease my husband for the last 15 minutes, but had to be careful. After all, I didn't want to cause an accident. He had told me where we could stop, and even though his pants were bulging, he got us there safely. He hit the parking brake and left the engine running, but oh, did he get in the sleeper in a hurry. I quickly pulled his shirt off, revealing his muscular build. He excelled at our business, and the physical workouts he got every day kept him in great shape. My friends would say from time to time how hot he looked. He wrapped his arms around me, and our tongues met in some passionate kissing. It didn't take him long to start playing with my very sensitive nipples. My panties were drenched by now, as my pussy had been wet ever since I used my fingers while he was driving. After all that, I needed his cock in my mouth and pussy. I undid his belt, unbuttoned his pants, and pulled them and his underwear down to his ankles. I watched his hard cock bounce off his abs as it sprang from his shorts' stretchy band. I then remembered we hadn't unsnapped the nut. I let it down to give us a little privacy, as I'm not an exhibitionist, and I wanted my man to myself. I started sucking on his cock, feeling it twitch every time I put pressure on his shaft with my tongue. As I was working on him, he had his fingers in my pussy. It was hard to concentrate as he rubbed my clit. Within a minute or so, I came again. Then I knew what I wanted to do. I needed him inside me. Leaving his boots on and his pants crumpled around his feet, I climbed on my toy. Oh, it felt so good. I was so wet, and he was so hard. I fucked him hard and fast. With me having sucked his cock already, it only took him a couple of minutes to explode into my most intimate parts. After he had ejaculated, I stayed on him for a little longer. Then I got some wipes and climbed off. He pulled his pants back up, rolled the curtain, grabbed his shirt, and climbed back into the driver's seat. After he opened the curtain, we noticed there were several people standing at their cars staring at the truck. They couldn't hear us with the truck running, but I'm sure they saw it rocking as I mounted and rode him. Here's CJ again. That was probably the best sex we had since our son was born a year earlier. As I sat in the seat putting my shirt on, I noticed the people looking my way. I'm sure they had a pretty good idea of what was going on. You know, quickie sex can be a lot of fun. That was 34 years ago. With age, desire goes up and down. It took her 10 years to go through menopause. She did lose some spunk at that time, but she's slowly getting it back. Neither one of us are in the shape we were back then, carrying a little more weight. I tell her all the time, sexy isn't a look, it's an attitude. I now work in healthcare, as we sold the business. I've talked to a couple in their late 80s who still enjoy each other physically. I hope we're able to keep each other satisfied if we live that long. Depending on how this story is received, we have another sexy sleeper story to tell. The next one's not a quickie. It's hot, but a little more lovemaking was involved.